systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, December 24th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 132 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 or 9 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm great.
Are you great?
I am great.
You're great like a big old giant frosted flake.
I'm better than that.
Nice.
How you doing?
I am fucking groovy movies, man. Thank you, everybody listening live right now. Thank you
for your patience.
We're trying to do the whole Skype thing, and I noticed a hum in this fucking recording, and it was driving me fucking nuts. And I don't know. So, excuse my face. Thank you all for hanging out and being there with us in the jamhole.com/live video. If you guys are listening live and you didn't know, you could either motherfucking axe somebody or you could listen to me. Say the jamhole.com/feedback. That's where you will type shit. I will read it on the show. What's the one window I forgot to open?
That one.
Oh, hi. My name's thejamhole.com/feedback.
I got it, though.
You got it? Okay. How about Braden will read it on the show? Make it relevant. Also, if you guys are listening live, Skype in live calls to the Jamhole. All one word, all lowercase. Yeah, we'll take live calls. We got that shit all hooked up. I got some new cables and shit. Everything's good to go. Except for that hum, which I'm not even gonna fucking think about.
Yeah. First time I think you've been able to do that.
Do you see this? I'm trying really hard to just not give a shit about it. But like I said, I take this really seriously, and when I hear that, it bugs the fuck out of me. I don't even know why. I'm not OCD that bad, I guess, kind of.
Huh? Yeah, but
I got it a little.
Well, considering that it wasn't there before, and now it is, and I liked how it was when it wasn't there.
Right, but how much cooler is it being able to take live calls? I mean,
that's pretty cool.
If we didn't have this set up yesterday, we wouldn't have known Ben was on his way here.
That is so true.
Not that that helped, but...
Well, yeah, but
you
still.
Know. It's cool.
It's the thought that counts.
So, thank you guys for checking out the Wednesday night show. I would like to make a couple thank yous. Thank you to 26 for sending us a little Christmas present. Can you reach over there and grab that Christmas present there? And thank you so much to Paulo for donating cash money to us. That helps so fucking much. You have no idea. I went and put Braden's Christmas present. Well, I was going to just go get it, but they didn't. Thank you. Just throw that at me.
I will.
They didn't have it in stock, so I told them to, you know, give me a call as soon as they get it in. So I already told him, I'll tell all you guys, my Christmas present to you, besides letting you suck my cock, I know you've been wanting to do that.
You forced me to do that.
You, fuck off. Don't make it sound like rape. It's not. It wasn't.
It is.
You were willing.
Every time.
You consented.
Anyway. I never have consented.
I have one of these mics coming for him. The deal is I get him this mic for Christmas. He will buy the swivel arm and the shock mount and the pop filter for it. So, yeah. Merry Christmas, man. It is Christmas Eve. This is the special... Wednesday night Christmas Eve show. On my way to get you, I was driving up, what the fuck is that? Rose Crossing, I think. Mm-hmm. And there were two big trucks with these trailers on them, these flatbed trailers, with all these paper bags. And they're putting these bags all along both sides of Rose Crossing on...
Are they like sandbags or
no,
something?
No, paper bags, like little, like lunch bags.
Really, like brown paper bags?
Right, brown bags. So really? I see the first group of people in their truck, and I'm like, huh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
like, are we feeding the deer or what? And then I come up around the corner up the hill, and I see another one. And I'm like, all right, I gotta know what the fuck is going on. So I roll down the window. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, we have like 2,000 candles. Like, I guess every Christmas Eve, I've never noticed this, but I guess on Christmas Eve, this church organization goes along certain roads. I don't know how they pick. I don't know anything about it except what they told me. And they basically line the road with candles in these paper bags. They put a candle.
Oh, I've seen those on people's, like, walkways.
Right. But, like, the whole road. 2,000 of them. They're
Wait,
just...
how, like, miles of it?
Yeah. Literally.
Seriously?
From Rose Crossing, where it's at Highway 2, it starts... all the way up to Whitefish Stage, down driveways, down little side roads, just the whole fucking thing.
One of the top 10 jobs I wouldn't want to do.
Right, I wouldn't, especially wouldn't want to fucking volunteer for that shit.
Yeah,
like, they're all...
like, it's freezing as fuck outside.
Right,
that'd take forever.
Oh, well, never mind.
So 26 sent us in a reenactment.
Did he?
Yeah, to the feedback.
That would have been nice to fucking know earlier, beforehand.
Yeah, when you...
when I was trying to get everything fucking set up. So, yeah, it just, I don't know, that seemed kind of weird. And when I went to the church school when I was growing up here, I went to Trinity, and the whole thing on Christmas Eve was the midnight candlelight service, the vigil, or whatever they called it. On Christmas Eve, you know, you'd all have dinner with your family, and then you'd just kind of hang out, drinking coffee, bullshitting with relatives you pretend to fucking like, but
right,
you really
but you
can't
really hate 'em.
Stand, because yeah. maybe when you were a kid, they put a finger in your butthole. And
but you only have to deal with them this one time a year.
Right, so everyone's all nice and happy and shit. So they'd go... we'd always go to this church service, and basically it's just, you know, a normal church service, but it's at midnight, which was cool when we were younger, because, you know, we're out late.
Yeah, you get to... right.
What? Go ahead.
You get to be up late and everything.
Yeah, totally. And, I mean, we could do that anyway, but there was just a thing about it, because that was when I was growing up, and I was into all this God stuff that they were, you know, brainwashing.
Right, shoving down your throat.
Right, so... it was kind of a cool thing. It's all dark in the church, and as you go in, they hand you the pamphlet and then a candle, and everyone basically just stands up, and it wraps around the whole church, and they all hold candles and sing happy birthday to Jesus, pretty much.
I would not want to go to church when the church is dark inside at midnight.
Definitely not, but I don't know.
Especially with all these creepy fucking people holding candles.
It's kind of a cool thing. So... we did get, like I said, Paulo, I checked the P.O. box, and I guess Paulo said he sent us something, too, but that hasn't got there yet. But 26's present did. I guess you guys on... well, no, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, thejamhole.com/Twitter, if you check my TwitPic account, I actually posted a picture of this. So, this... I don't know if you guys can see that there. That is the present 26 got us. Little artwork here, and I'll read it to you. It says, "Merry Christmas, you faggots!" Exclamation point. And Christmas is spelled with an X.
Xmas.
Can I please ask you not to X Christ out of Christmas, please? Tis the season.
Just a way to shorten it.
Merry Xmas, you faggots! Here is a gift. : I made it with cherry juice. Heart 26. P.S. Bring back Alana Hotbutt. I wish. And so I got this, and I'm in the office, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, huh, cherry juice. Uh-huh. I go to smell it. I'm like, that doesn't smell like cherry juice.
Yeah, right, like the fruit.
Ryan comes up to me, and he's like, cherry juice like a virgin's blood? And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, cherry juice. Blood
right.
from the hymen being
yes.
completely destroyed. 'Cause
he popped a cherry.
And I'm like sniffing it, and I'm like, thanks, dude. So, 26, was that vagina, hymen, cherry juice, or was it actual juice from a cherry?
It's from an actual cherry.
Okay, well... thank you very much.
Did you just, like, spit it all over it or something?
I think he probably did. It is very artistic of you. If this is a sample of your work, I would definitely like you to illustrate my emo poetry
Should
album.
We frame it?
I'm gonna frame it as soon as I get a frame. That and the letter. So, but real quick, before we continue on with some other shit. TheJamHole.com. Last night, I was up messing with some shit, making little updates here and there. And I found a little SMS a widget for it. Hmm. So if you guys want, instead of, you know, looking at the Twitter and stuff, if you go to thejamhole.com and sign up where it says something about SMS, you put in your phone number and which carrier you're with, either Verizon or Alltel or wherever, they have right. a huge fucking list
Pretty
of them.
Pretty much every carrier you could have.
Right, so you sign up to that, and basically every show, once the cameras are on, I'll send a thing, and you guys will all get it to your phones. So, just a little something, I'm not sure if anyone's going to use it, but it looked cool, and I figured,
I hope
hey.
People use it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, if you guys don't have Twitter, you don't have any of that shit, and you want to know when the live shows are, and, you know, generally...
Well, and this way you don't have to go check, you just, it sends it right to
right,
you.
And generally, people that have cell phones have text messaging and stuff, and they always have their phone with them. So this is just another way that you can, well, not get a hold of us, but that right. we can let you know when the shows are, because like I said, ever since he's gotten a job, the shows haven't been at 7 or 8 or 9.
Well, even before then.
Right, we were still... kind of all over the place with yeah. the time. So this is a great way to ensure you never miss another live show ever again. So thejamhole.com, it's on the right hand side in the menu with all that shit, and it just says sign up for SMS. So yeah, definitely do that, and then we can send text messages out and y'all know when the show starts. Thejamhole.com/support. You guys know all about that. If you need web hosting, you need dildos and all that shit, if you buy it through
especially
us,
especially if you need dildos,
right, because I know you guys are fucking yourselves,
you
left
gotta,
and right,
you need your dildos,
right, so it's shit you need. I mean, all other shows are doing it, they're doing it because sometimes it helps. So if you guys need web hosting, every sign up that we get through that button on our support page, we get $60 regardless. Like, if you open an account through them and pay, you know, you pay with a credit card, obviously, we get $60 just bam, like that.
Yeah,
and then
that's awesome.
Excuse me, I'm not sure exactly what the whole Adam and Eve thing is, but it's just something else.
Is that,
that
you just get like a little tiny percentage
it's
the money or something?
Something like that. I don't know exactly what it is, but you know, it's just little things you guys can do to help the show. Definitely tell people. We're trying to get as many people to know about this as possible. We're starting to look into places to do our first live audience show. Like I said, I've been watching how Keith and the Girl have progressed because they seem to be one of the most popular shows out there. So
what,
we can
a million downloads a month.
Right. So we can kind of follow what they're doing and, you know, we get that shit a little ahead. We started doing our live video and audio shows before they did when they started right. it.
Well,
so,
it's because they've already paved the way for us. So
right.
it makes it a little smoother
they were
for us to get there.
They were trying, like, say, 4 different things and one of them worked.
Yeah.
We can look at what they tried that worked and just fucking do that
exactly.
and cut out all this other bullshit. So, yeah, we're going to shoot for... I wanted to do it for episode 200, but I think I want it to be... I want it to be something really spectacular.
Yeah.
And I want more people to know about it locally because it is a local show.
Yeah, it'd be
but,
cool if we could just pack that place with local people
right,
that
and
actually
that's,
know what we are.
That's why I'd rather wait till show 300 instead of 200 because that'll give us a whole another 100 episodes to get people. You know, we're getting a couple Twitter followers every day, it seems like. We're getting a lot of views, lots of downloads. Like, it's getting popular. I know a lot of it's not that local, so I just want to give you guys a heads up. If you guys want to come down for this, you know, I'll house as many of you as I can here. Maybe we'll get some shitty, seedy hotel rooms, but kind of keep an eye out for that for around episode 300. That'll be when we're going to shoot for to do our first local live show, and then also... once Allzapalooza starts this
yeah,
summer, we're gonna do a live show there. So I'm not sure which one's gonna come first. I haven't looked to see what episode we'll be
I
at by then.
I think that'll probably come first.
Right, probably. So, I also want to thank everybody so much. Remember the Triforce of Matt, my friend Matt 3, the first kid I met when I moved here. He was the bad kid that corrupted me. Mm-hmm. His band Vengeance.
What
remember?
A way to just let them know who
I know.
He is.
So
yeah,
that's,
he's the bad kid that made me a terrible person.
The kid that fucked my life up, basically.
Yeah,
so
that kid.
His band Vengeance, if you remember, they were doing this contest thing through Project Independent to get like this record tour deal. And apparently enough of us voted. I mean, I'm sure they were doing it too, but thank you guys. He wanted me to tell you, and I want to tell you guys, thank you so much, because they made it to the next round. And they
the
were
final round.
They were the fifth highest vote count.
Out of all
out of
the bands.
All, what was it, like 100, 200 bands?
Yeah. Well, there was only like 20 left.
Right. But, so you guys fucking pulled through. Only two bands from all of Montana made it to this final round. So basically, if you go to thejamhole.com, there's a link there. So this next round, as all website voting things go, they want as much traffic as they can get. It's one of those things where you vote every day, every 24 hours, and this one makes you verify your email address.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
Definitely, let's keep helping them out with this, because like I said, if they get famous and rich, we're going to fucking hold on to that coattail, and they're going to bring us with. So definitely keep
they
that.
Better. We'll just always throw that in their face. Hey, we helped you get there.
Remember when you guys had no votes, and then I asked all of our fans to kindly vote for you guys, and then you won?
Yeah.
Remember when you won?
Remember that?
Pay me. So yeah, thank you guys so much. Thejamhole.com or projectindependent.net, I believe, is the address. Like I said, there's links on the show notes for that. So let's keep this going. I want them to fucking win this thing so bad. I honestly, like, from my heart, I want them to win this more than I wanted to win the podcast award.
Well, that's not saying much.
Well, yeah, but I really do. I would like to see them do this. I think that would be really fucking awesome if they fucking won that shit, and especially if they helped us out. Like,
yeah,
hey, holla, and we'll holla back.
We'll holla back.
No problem. So, one other thing I did want to mention. Remember the girl, right?
Which one? You got so many hoes sometimes.
Oh, God. Different area codes and
well,
all that shit.
Well, they're pretty much all the same area codes.
To catch everyone up, the last you guys heard of it, she blew me off twice last weekend, and I sent her a text message, and I was like, I'm done bugging you. If you want to hang out with me, call me. You know how to get a hold of me. I'm not going to bug you anymore, because I feel like a fucking retard.
Right,
I'm always like, hey, do you want to see me? Can I see you? Can I see you? And it's always something.
Right,
because
every time you ask her if she wants to hang out and she agrees, it ends up not happening.
Dialysis system, 26 says, the meth hoe? Yeah, the meth hoe. She's not a meth hoe. She just did it that.
I don't even know.
I honestly don't fucking know. So, I go, you know, I hadn't heard from her all fucking weekend. I was strong and I didn't text her anything.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't at all.
Oh.
So I go into Sykes, what was it? Yesterday, I think. Yeah, yesterday. She wasn't working or anything, but one of her coworkers is. And I know this lady from other gas stations she worked at that one of my girlfriends from a long time ago used to work with her. So, like, they all know me there, even just from going in there. And she's like, what happened? And I'm like, what do you mean? What happened with what? She's like, why are you mad at this girl, Nicole? And I was like, I'm not mad at her at all. Why? She's like, oh, she thinks you're fucking mad at her.
I love how girls
always turn that shit around.
They always turn it around on you.
Of course. How the fuck?
It's you, not me. No, it's not.
No, okay, it is me. But, like, I understand it's a text message and you can't convey, like, tones and stuff. But it said was, I feel like I'm bugging you. I'm not going to bug you anymore. If you want to see me, call me. Like, that's it. How is that? If I was mad, I would have been like, you're a dumb cunt. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. I hate you. Like,
maybe that's why the chicks stay with the guys that are assholes like that.
Because they know.
They believe, like, they'll go for that, but when...
I can either be with you and not know how it is, or be with this guy and know how it is, even though it's awful, but at least I know that it's awful,
exactly.
Instead of being with you and just not knowing. That is the dumb... Are all women retarded like that? Like, what the fuck? Holy Christ. So, she said that, and I'm like, no. Like, we went out to the dinner, and everything was cool, and we were dancing and holding hands and whatever the fuck. And she's like, oh, she thought you were mad at her. I'm like, well, she couldn't just fucking call me and be like, hi, are you mad at me? And I've been like, hi, it's nice to hear from you. No, I'm not. Can we hang out now? Please, 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 please. I don't know. It just seemed like all this bullshit could have been easily fucking avoided if... the communicative shit was there. If you just communicated with me, that's all. So, of course, me being fucking dumb, I go into the truck.
You call
knowing that. Right. So I sent her a text message, and I was like, why would you think I'm mad at you? I'm totally not mad at you. I just felt like I was bugging you and you didn't want to hang out. And I assume that if you wanted to hang out, you would have got a hold of me.
Yeah.
So everything, I guess, is kind of back to where it was before all that.
Where was that?
No.
Where were you before that?
I don't know.
You are the same place you are now, pretty much.
Purgatory? Right, but we're talking now.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. So I went over to her house last night, and we're hanging out and shit, and we're all just sitting, like, with her mom and her dad, and her dad is a UPS driver, so he does deliveries. I do deliveries. Like, we have a lot in common that we can talk about. Like, I fucking hate how Polson changed all their addresses, and then I fucking hate when people don't shovel their shit and I have to walk through it. And, like, we have a lot of the same things that we're just like, fuck, you want to be found? Put some fucking numbers on your fucking house, you twats. And just that kind of shit we can relate to. So her family, like, they all really like me and shit. And I just, I don't know what she's doing. Like,
what do you mean?
Do you want a date or not? Because, like, I'm good with friends. I don't want just a friend. I need either a girlfriend or not at all. Like, I have enough friends. I especially have enough friends that are fucking girls. Because...
all the girls that you know are friends, pretty much. At the moment.
Yeah, pretty much. So... Yeah, that was about it. I don't know. So that's, like you said, yeah, I'm back to the fucking purgatory. So
don't worry, you were when you started.
I'm going to go, I guess, hang out with her after tonight's show. I don't know. I think they're going.
Maybe.
I think, if she's not tired.
Right.
And that's like you said, like, I could be so tired. Like, when I was dating Jasmine, no matter how tired I was, I always wanted to see her. And I don't know, maybe I'm real clingy like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of girls don't seem to be that way about things. Like, no, I'm kind of tired. Like, even if they're kind of tired, they don't want to hang out. It's like, I haven't slept in 3 days, but I still want to see you, so I'm gonna.
Exactly. Like, I'll fucking, and I hung out there till, like, fucking 1 a.m. It's like, I have to get up at 7 and try and get to work. Grant, I got up at 8 and got to work half hour late, but like that, maybe that's just me. Like, I will stay there and hang out with you because I want to see you.
Maybe
I'm not.
Maybe our priorities are different than theirs.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Because,
like, they don't prioritize, you know, you, like, you prioritize her.
So it's because they're girls and they know, because they have the vag, that they could go out and get a guy to see them whenever. Guys have to fucking work for that shit. Like, we compared it before to finding jobs and shit. It's like, I'm single and I'm hiring, but not right now.
Right.
Like, I'll be hiring in the
I'm taking interviews, but I'm not really hiring.
Right, and if you get past the third interview, then we'll pull names out of a fucking rabbit's asshole or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just seems so fucking ridiculous. So I was going through my spam folder the other day, just randomly. Sometimes I'll go through there, make sure everything's all in order and shit like that, making sure everything's all good. And I started seeing these weird spam messages. So I wrote a few of them down, and I'll just kind of go down the line, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. So these are all subject headers of these spam messages. Don't doubt. Miracles happen.
That's okay.
I'm in trouble. Where are you? Help me.
I need help.
Where are you?
I need your assistance.
Where are you? Do you need my assistance? Which is weird, because if miracles happen, how can you be in trouble and not know where I'm at?
Well, because he's in a situation that needs a miracle to happen. He's looking upon his friend to help facilitate.
So Shazam says they don't want to seem too clingy, silly boys. Well, do they just play head games like that? It's like, like when you're a kid and you go and push a girl because you like her, and that's your way of flirting. Like, do they pretend not to like you and that's their way of liking you? Because I could see how rape could be just a huge misunderstanding.
Well, definitely.
Now. It's like, she said she liked me. She said she didn't want to fuck. I just assumed that meant she did because, you know, when she said she didn't want to date, we started dating. So I'm
I assume that she was like playing, it was backwards.
Right.
Or
it's
something.
Like, I'm going to calibrate my machine to that line right there. When you say no about something, it means yes. And when you say yes to something, it means you have no fucking idea. So, I don't know. Whatever. Like I said, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, I guess. And if she wants to date, I guess we'll date. And if she doesn't, then I guess not. I don't know.
I guess it's kind of up to her.
No hair off my balls, you know?
sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Why did you leave me? Can't you answer the call? I'm calling. Can't you answer the call?
Yeah, why won't you tell me why you left me? What? Answer your call so I can find out.
Don't doubt. Miracles happen. I need a call of duty.
Yeah.
Four. Can't find you, darling. Why did you leave me? Why didn't you answer the call? I can't find you, darling. Dude. It really works.
Really?
Miracles happen.
Yep.
Don't doubt. It really works. It's cold. Don't keep me waiting. Like, Spam is just outside in the cold with my pizza knocking on the door. And I'm, like, taking my fucking time getting over there.
Don't leave me waiting.
Hey, can't find you, darling. Oh, here's your house. It's cold. Don't keep me waiting. When will we meet again? I don't know. It's not you, it's me.
She better pick up her phone so she can tell you.
I know, because it's cold out here.
Seriously.
Don't disappear again, please. Okay, the first time, fool me once, fool me twice, just don't disappear again.
When she wasn't answering the phone or anything.
Right, and I'm outside, and it's fucking cold out here.
I can't find you. Where are you?
Gain control over your own life. You may gain control over other people's lives. Well, right now, let's focus on you, the star player. Gain control over your own life.
You know, I know a lot of girls that are like that.
That need control over their life, or that are in relationships where they're being controlled.
Or they're in relationship where they're controlling some guy, yet they have no control over their life.
They're like, I already gained control. He stalks me. How much more control could it be?
Right? That's not a good thing.
We need your presence. And not like Christmas presents, but like you being there. We need you there. We need your presence. And the last one, set your wife on fire.
Excuse me?
Your wife?
Yeah.
You have a wife, right?
Right.
Can you just set her on fire?
No.
Is this like metaphorically? Like, I fucked you so good it was on fire? Or is this like the literal...
I fucked you so bad, gonna be on fire
or
from that chlamydia.
You fucked me so bad, I dumped gasoline on you and set you on fire for fucking me so bad. I could see that. So it just seemed like it's like a little story here. Like, this guy has a wife, he hates her. Gain control over your own life by setting your wife on fire. When will we meet again? Don't disappear again. It's cold. Don't keep me waiting. Dude, setting your wife on fire, it really works. I can't find you. You can't answer the call. Why did you even leave me? I'm in trouble. Where are you? Don't doubt. Miracles happen. So that got me thinking.
Did you read any of the actual, like...
No, it's thing? All can't having trouble viewing this. Click here.
Oh,
it's like, yeah.
Like, no.
Can I click there, please?
Yeah, good idea.
So it got me thinking, though. Is this a robot just assembling words? Or is this an actual person? Because... the theme of all of these spam emails, it's pulling at loneliness. People's when they're alone, you get an email that's like...
Well, it's relationship problems.
Right, exactly. You get an email, like, how many people out there are in a situation where they met somebody and lost the number, or they didn't get to the phone in time or something? It's tugging at people's hearts. I can't find you, darling. They're like, well, who's looking for me? I better check. And like we said before, people wouldn't continue to do this so much if it wasn't working somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you gotta figure, like, we know people our age and younger, they generally... Kidding! Sorry. People our age generally know better than that. But your older people...
Well, yeah.
Or the people that are so desperate, they rationalize it in their mind, and then they get hit with this, and then boom, viruses. But it just seemed weird. If it's a bot just randomly typing this out, did the programmer give it a list of, like, topics? Like,
well, I think it's
divorce
like that,
and sadness and
I think
cheating?
It's like that one, the one that you actually talked to, the mail order bride.
Oh,
one.
What was her name? Not Xandar. Fuck it. I don't know.
But I think it's all a pre-programmed list. Like, it sends you an email... Then when you send it one, it sends you another email, but that one email has already been decided no matter what you send to it.
But that's what I'm saying. Where is it getting these subjects?
Well,
like,
I'm
it's
sure
all
someone writes them.
It's all the same category of shit. Like, it's all relationship problems, your wife, I can't find you, darling, answer the phone. And I can just totally see these older, elderly people or middle-aged, midlife crisis, past that maybe divorce. just looking for that kind of shit, and people get so fucking scammed by it. It's just ridiculous. So, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of amusing. It just seemed weird to me that they're all tugging at people's heartstrings, almost, in essence. It just, it seemed kind of weird, so.
Well, whatever gets you, you know.
Yeah.
They figure that'll work the best.
And it must.
I mean, sure.
All of the, even viruses, they either pull at your relationship or at people's own narcissism.
Or at people's small penises when they say, hey, penile enlargement pills.
But the ones I'm thinking of are like, Matt, check this picture of you on the internet. Like, if you didn't know better, you'd be like, because it's your name, obviously, you'd be like, there's a picture of me on the internet? I gotta see this. Click, oh, fuck, virus.
Right.
Or money. Is another big one because of how, I mean, that's been around even before we were in this little fucking depression.
Right,
but
like the ones that are like, hey, you can inherit this $1 million, but first you gotta wire transfer me $100.
Exactly.
So I can send it to you.
And people are like, hey, what's $100 if it's gonna work? And they just have no fucking idea.
What's $100 if I'm about to get $1 million?
Exactly.
Now think about, if this person's giving me $1 million, what do they need $100 for?
It's all in their mind, though. They make it sound completely legitimate, and that's the sad thing about it.
Well, it's because they're in a bad point. They catch them when they're vulnerable.
Exactly.
When
people are vulnerable, they'll just fucking buy into it.
Because they're not thinking as clear.
It could be even they could have gotten fucked by something like that, like a month prior to.
Right.
And then they get another one, it's worded just a little differently, and they're like,
maybe this one is.
You guys have to understand, if it's too good to be true, it usually
is. Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I don't know. You want to do this reenactment here?
We can if you want.
Let's fucking check it out. 26 sent us in a little reenactment action here. Let's see here. This is the first time we're reading this, so please bear with us. Dick So Big 69 is one of the characters.
And then the other one is Tammy Talks Lots.
Ooh, this is from a conviction thing.
Oh, really?
All right, well, do you want to be Tammy and I'll be Dick So Big 69?
Let's do it.
And scene. Are you able to get out of the house, though, baby?
I've been to the store and stuff.
Girl voice, please.
I don't have a good girl
voice.
I really don't.
Are you able to get out of the house, though, baby?
I've been to the store and stuff, but I have to take the wheelchair so I don't fall down.
I did not see that coming.
Because of
Sorry.
The snow.
Do you go by yourself, baby?
Not right now, because of my leg.
So, who do you go to the store with?
My mom and dad, mostly.
Well, I doubt they would let you suck my dick if they with you, baby.
Oh, lol, nope.
Yeah, if you did, your dad would be like, damn, his dick is even bigger than mine. And then your mom will be like, Tammy, can I suck his dick after you?
What?
Fuck. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm doing wrong? Should I have just instead of been like, hey, would you like to come to my employee Christmas party?
You should have been like, my dick is so big, both your parents want on it. I know you
do. Your parents and your sisters and your brother, there's room for the whole fucking family.
But I want you on it.
I want you on it first.
Yeah.
And then I'll take care of them.
Well, you don't say that.
That's where I went wrong.
Holy shit. You figured it out.
Thank
Next
you.
Time you... Text her right now.
Right, and
just
I need
copy
to
copy and paste that.
I need to change my name to Dick So Big 69. That's so fucking awesome.
That's how you get them.
Now, what would you say if that did happen, baby? Will you quit calling her baby, you faggot?
Hey, baby. Hey.
That's so stupid.
Hey, cutie. What do you mean?
If what I just said happened, for real, what would you say?
I don't get what you mean.
If you was sucking my dick, and then your mom asked you, can she suck my dick after you do, because my dick is bigger than your dad, what would you say about that?
I don't think it'd be cool.
So you would let her do it?
And that's it.
And see, are you kidding me? Is it, holy Christ, what is wrong with people today? That's the best game I have. Yo, bitch, my dick is so big. See that lady up there? Boom! Just stuck it in her asshole. No big deal. Actually, it's a huge deal, but that's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Oh, fucking people. It's people like that that make it so fucking hard for nice people like me to fucking find a girl. Because they're like, some bad shit like that happened. No, I almost got raped on fucking MySpace when I was 16. Now I'm 23 and I just hate fucking men.
Yeah, you're just ruined for life.
Like, thanks a lot, guys. If you're gonna be a fucking scumbag, make sure you stay with the chick you're being a scumbag to. Don't release that back in the wild.
The thing is, like, scumbags are like a plague. Like, they try and, like, just destroy as many girls as they can.
Shazam says, I love Matt's acting and Brayden's deadpan. And then 26 says, Brayden's voice is a girl's voice. I was going to make that joke, but I figured I'd let it go. It was too easy. So thank you for that. All right, well, you guys ready for some fucking confessions? And, yeah, we are taking live calls. I don't know if anyone has anything to say. Someone better fucking call. If I'm going to have to hear that goddamn hum and we don't even fucking use it, we could have just turned it off. Oh my god, you make me so angry. 5 exclamation points, and it's completely irrational of me.
Was he trying to set up?
But I don't care. I don't care. I see you every day, pretty much, but the one day you have to go to a gig and can't come over, I get so extremely pissed off at you. Then again, it's not that I even care about that. Fucking women.
So what are you pissed off about?
I don't know that I'm... I don't know.
I'm just pissed off.
I'm just a girl. You're a guy. I'm pissed at you.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Hey, I'm a chick. Do I need a reason to be pissed at you?
You should.
It's the fact that you don't listen and you don't remember. You didn't remember that you can't go to dinner with my family and then watch movies cause you have a gig. So we organized to just do it after, but then you also didn't listen to me when I told you I have to be to work at 9 tomorrow. Then you ring me on a home number, ... So instead of coming straight from the gig, you're just hanging, making it too bloody late for you to come over. And you think I don't know? I'm not stupid. You think I don't know what the fuck you're doing? Let me smell your dick.
No.
You think I don't know? I'm not stupid, Jesus. As I said, we spend pretty much... excuse my face. Okay. As I said, we spend pretty much every day together.
So what's wrong with this one night not being spent?
Is it really that freaking hard? It just annoys the crap out of me, cause if that's what you're going to do, then just let me know. I don't give a shit otherwise. I just want to know, because if you're not coming over, I'm banging somebody else. I just need to know. And I know I'll get over this in a couple of hours. What?
Really? That
are you? Are, I don't think you are.
So what's the problem? If a couple hours go by, you're good.
Well, I know I'll get over it in a couple hours, but fuck. She said butt fuck.
Butt fuck.
I just need to vent. That's all. I just need to let you know that you're a piece of shit. I know what you're doing after gigs. I know why you don't come straight here to me. Little groupie whores.
I smelled your dick when you came home. When you went to sleep.
It didn't smell like rock and roll, that's for sure.
Didn't smell like Mike, dirty cunt, that's for sure.
That's for damn sure. Paul, ... My best friend, and now, my blank buddy. What kind of buddies do people have?
Yeah, fuck buddy.
That?
Yeah, you totally gave that.
Can I have my bell, please?
Got it.
Thank you. Best friend, now my fuck buddy.
So even better friends.
I have fallen in love with you.
Of course, that always happens.
Hyphen, and I don't think you'll ever realize.
That's how it always goes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think my boyfriend is gonna propose on holiday next week.
Wow. Of course you have one of those.
Honey, he's just my best friend. We've known each other since we were 2.
Mm-hmm. We've been having sex about that long also.
He's my fuck buddy. I mean, you didn't ask what kind of buddy he was. Yeah. And now my I'm sorry, though. I'm sorry that I've fallen in love with you and that I turned this best friendship into a fuck buddy kind of situation.
I want to be with you.
What?
I said, are you really sorry, though? You know you just wanted to get laid.
I want to be with you, but I'm saying yes anyway, so I'm not left on my own. She's playing
alone.
She's playing it safe. She's like, I'll still fuck you and I want to be with you, but I'm going to marry him. So when you go find something else, I won't be alone and I'll still have him.
Exactly.
Strategy, man. This whole life's a fucking strategy.
Or it's just insecurity.
Is that? Well, that's a lot. And that's another thing. I'm sick of these guys having more than one girlfriend. It's like, hey, you get one. You have to share with everybody else. You can't go around fucking up 10 girls' lives and then releasing them into the wild like some crazy government-created strain of fucking AIDS. AIDS crack. Like, that's bullshit, because then we have to deal with it. I gotta go out hunting does with my fucking trank gun, because if you get too close to them, they're fucking crazy. So you gotta fucking tranquilize
them down.
Drag them home, put a fucking hood over it, and, like, slowly, no jerky movements, because they'll have a heart attack.
Exactly.
You gotta be real careful, man. And it's all...
And even then, it's, you know, 50% chance.
And it's all their fault. These guys dating all these fucking girls at the same time because they're so fucking greedy.
Right, and then just ruin them all.
Right, and then they're like, you know what? Honestly, I'm gay. I didn't want any of them.
Great.
Should have had a V8.
Should have figured that out sooner.
Oh. Excuse my face. Frank? I have a thing for men who live out of town. I don't know if you know this about me, Braden. Just a little thing for men that live out of town.
No, you kind of made a hint earlier.
And the strange thing is, that's not even the strange part. The strange thing is, I feel closer to them than anyone else.
That is strange.
Isn't it?
I feel kind of strange right now.
I know. Like, I've never even seen these guys. I don't even know if they're guys. They could be bots, for all I know. Does that make me a cyberphile? What's that called? A cyberphiliac or something?
I don't know.
Oh, I am so completely, totally in love with my late husband's cousin.
What?
So your husband died. He had a cousin. You're in love with him. Okay. He's married. Of course.
Well, yeah.
I used to care about him being married, but I don't anymore.
Now I just want to fuck him and ruin his life anyway.
Honestly, his wife is a cunt. Like, have you ever met her? Holy shit.
No, I haven't.
She stinks, too, man. She's a smelly bitch.
26 says, Matt, did you read the story inside of the envelope I sent?
Yes, we did. It was the story about the dude. This dude got home, and his chick was like, let me smell your dick. He fucking punched her in the face, kicked her, and then got arrested. It's like, man, I would just let her smell it, fucking hit her with it, and then left. Like, why are you hanging out? You know she's gonna call the cops. So, I used to care, but I don't anymore. I used to feel guilty, but not anymore. Of course not. Every time I see him, I want to make mad, passionate love to him right then and there. I've been involved with him for more than 10 years.
Wow.
All the while. That's funny, because he's been married for 9.
That's weird.
Unfortunately, now we live in different cities. Unfortunate for you and him, not so much for his wife.
Well, unfortunate for his wife, she's been cheated on for 9 years she's been married.
His wife's like, honey, ever since we moved, you don't go out as much as you used to. He's like, well, I don't cheat on you anymore.
Yeah, I don't know anyone around here.
I need to get out there and find someone else that I can fuck behind your back. Because, I mean, we all know I can't be happy with the person I married. Because, as we all know, you don't marry someone because you love them.
Well, it's
Why would you ever do that?
Or maybe.
I want to spend the rest of my life with the person that I just hate the most.
Maybe
I think that would
happens,
be healthy. I think that'd be very healthy
maybe
for me.
Maybe what happens is they marry someone that they do love, but once they get married and they're together for a few years and they're living together and see each other all day, every day, and they have a kid, they don't love each other anymore.
Like a biological transformer, if you will.
Exactly.
She was an old fucking beat down Camaro and shit when I first met her. And then she turned into a VW bug, and then along came the fucking brand new Dodge Caliber, whatever the fuck it was. And I'm like, damn, that's
exactly.
sexy. Oh, goodness. 10 years. Unfortunately, different cities. I know I need to let him go, but I can't live with him, and I can't live without him. How do you handle that?
You blow your brains out.
Can't live with them, can't kill them.
Lift your head up high and blow your brains out.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Lift your head up high and blow your brains out.
Exactly.
That's awesome. I think I love him more than I ever loved my husband.
Jesus.
I don't feel guilty about that either.
Of course not. Fuck him.
I have no feelings.
Right. Because I'm selfish also.
I'll love you forever. Love, Stinky.
Stinky?
I am not making this up.
Maybe that's why he's with her.
That could be. That's so
fucking... It's like you
fucking...
got a stinky vagina.
Can you guys do me a favor? This new coming year, 09, it's going to be the year of the jam hole, the year of the star player. Can you guys just be nice?
No, don't do that.
Why?
Where's our content?
Well, I will write content if you guys can just fucking be nice.
Just make it up.
Just... I don't know. Just quit destroying these girls past the point of no fucking repair.
Yeah, you don't have to be nice. Just treat the girls nicely.
Right, or get rid of them before you're gonna do that.
Yeah, just don't do that.
I don't want them by the time they're all fucking cracked out and half fucking dead. I don't, okay? You may think I do, but I don't.
Oh, 26 is pointing out a good point.
Please.
It's coming up on our first anniversary.
February.
Yeah.
Is when we started.
What are we gonna do for that?
We're not going to do a show.
No.
we'll take a break. No, yeah. I don't know. I was always going more by, like, episode numbers and not actual time.
A year,
yeah, I don't know.
It's been a year.
What do you guys want to do? I honestly, I don't know. I never even thought about it. I'm trying to plan episode 300, our first live audience show. I'm not even, yeah.
Think a little closer.
I don't know, we'll see. Fat and ugly couples, when they have sex, are they really into it? Can they really...
There's no way.
Huh?
There's no way.
Can they really be attracted to each other?
Well, there is some people that are attracted to ugly things.
I think it's because it's not so much that they're attracted to it, it's just that they know that's all they're going to get. It's like,
right.
If you...
This is the best I can do.
Well, and you deserve it. If you go your whole life stuffing your fat fucking face, being all sweaty and lethargic and shit, you deserve someone that is the same. The fat, sweaty, nasty, lethargic guy does not deserve the hot, fit, sexy chick. You don't. Granted, the hot, fit, sexy chick might go after the fat, sweaty, lethargic guy if he has money.
Right.
But that's not love.
No.
Is there a such thing as love anymore?
I'm starting to think that it's kind of gone.
I think nowadays it's not so much love as it is tolerance. It's like,
right.
Let's try this. Instead of going to your wife and being like, honey, I love you. And she's like, I love you too. Because it's habit.
I tolerate
you. Go up to her and be like, honey, I tolerate you. I love you. What? What?
I can tolerate you.
I tolerate you, honey. Honey, I tolerate you.
I can put up with your shit.
I can deal with your bullshit.
I can handle it.
I can deal with your crazy fucking bloody vagina once a month and your whacked out fucking hormones and... You cheating on me with my fucking cousin.
But is that worth being with them?
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why is anybody even with anybody
right.
anymore?
Wouldn't it just be better to be by yourself than deal with that?
I don't want to be lonely. It's like, would you rather be with someone and be completely fucking miserable or be by yourself and happy and lonely?
Yeah.
But, that's the whole thing. It's like, if you're lonely, you're not going to be happy.
Right.
Because people won't find things to do. They'll just get
mopey
and lethargic and eat and all that. So, that sucks. That's where we're at. We're past the point of love. We're just tolerating people now.
And you just don't want to be alone. Just tolerating people so you don't have to be lonely.
Yeah, Shazam says, that would actually be refreshing. Tolerable does not equal miserable. No, because, see, that would be like, honey, I loathe you.
Yeah.
Not love, loathe.
Right.
That's not tolerating. That's actually the opposite of that. That's actually intolerant.
Yeah, if you loathe someone, you're not going to tolerate them at all.
Right, but you can slip that in because it sounds like love.
Right.
And you're just like, but honey, you've been telling me you love me for the past 30 years. Get your fucking hearing aid checked, bitch. I said I loathe you for the past 30 years. I don't love these hoes. God, it must suck to be fat and ugly, dot, dot, dot. I would never be happy if I had to fall asleep next to a gnarly lover every night.
I think those people aren't happy.
I think you just cursed yourself and now you're gonna get fat and ugly.
Yep, or you're gonna end up with a chick that is, and that's all you're gonna be able to get.
I was just gonna say, either that or that's all you'll be able to get from now on just because of that comment right there.
What is that? Is that karma? Or what is
something
that?
Like that. The law of equality.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love my girlfriend's best friend.
Really? I don't love my girlfriend.
I tolerate my girlfriend, but her best friend.
Oh, I love her.
Son.
I love her.
You seen the turd cutter on that motherfucker?
Excuse me?
I tell you what.
The what?
The turd cutter. Come here, boy. Come here. Check out. Hey, honey. Yeah, right there. You see that turd cutter on that motherfucker? Look at that there. I put that damn thing up in that between there and you just whop it off.
Wow, way to make it completely
You never heard that?
I have.
Hey, check out the turd cutter on that motherfucker. Turd cutter. No, okay.
I get it. It just completely makes it unattractive.
I know. It's like, hey, so I was pounding this chick's turd cutter the other night.
Wow, that's hot.
Fucking hey, Bubba. You want to load that for me? Some salvia time? I love my girlfriend's best friend! If she asked me, I would gladly dump my current girl for her. I'm such a bad person, ... I just want to be with her. Well, then why the fuck did you date your girlfriend when you should have dated her best friend?
Well, that's a good
Before it got to that point, a retard.
If you want to get close to a girl, best thing to do is go out with her best friend. You know?
How are we even still alive right now? Humans? Humans? How? Man. I love my girlfriend's best friend. Man, she gives the best blowjobs.
It's because he's sick of his girlfriend
ever.
Right now.
I'm past even trying to tolerate you.
He's like, I'm so sick. I can't tolerate Wendy's anymore. I need
some Frugals.
This Frugals is looking delicious.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, baby, but I hate your cats.
Your fucking cats are disgusting.
Is this code for I hate your nasty, smelly vagina pussy?
Yeah, your twat stinks.
Your twat stinks, bitch. Wash that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, give your kitty a breath mint. That's all I'm saying.
Clean the litter box for that kitty.
All of them. I hate all of your cats. All of them. And your mom. Again?
Well, her.
I'm sorry, period. I love you, ...
Wow, that's kind of a confusing confession.
I'm so sorry, baby, but I hate your cats, all of them, and your mom. Again, I'm sorry. I love you. I just don't love your cats or your mother.
Can you tolerate them?
Maybe.
Maybe.
The cats, but the mom, huh.
Not the stinky vagina.
Bitch.
Though. Can't tolerate that.
I want to fuck the shit out of Dan Diaz. Who the fuck is that?
Don't know.
All right. My cousin's date to wed her disease-stricken fiancé is on the same day as a concert. I would give my left arm to attend.
Disease-stricken, like AIDS?
Herpes, AIDS, war, I don't know. Could be any of them. Could be all of them.
It could be.
Tolerance, that's a disease. I don't know.
Is it?
No. I hope something happens to him.
Something awful.
Well, something is gonna happen. He's gonna marry this disease-stricken fiance.
Right.
I'm such an asshole. Does it have any bearing on your life at all? Like, I guess you have to go to the wedding so you can't go to this concert?
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's dumb.
I just not go. Just don't.
Just say no, man.
Yeah, just don't. Or just say yes, but don't show up.
Just lie.
Just go to the show instead.
You've been lying before.
Right,
why?
You've been lying to whoever you're with about cheating on them. Why not lie about this, too?
Why the fuck not? I hooked up with my cube mate, ... A week later, she came over one night to my place and slept over, ... I don't know why I allowed it. Because you're a dude with a dick and she's a chick that has a pussy, hopefully. You need any other reason why you would do that? And she fell asleep and slept in the same bed. I was so turned off by her.
Really?
You might thought, man, I bet you were turned the fuck on. Nay.
Yeah, you can just take advantage of her all you want.
Nay.
Nay?
I was turned the fuck off. I was a zero, not a one, my friend.
She's a lot fatter when she lays down.
In the binary code of life, I was a zero. I was off. I was so turned off by her that I slept on the very edge of the bed, not even touching her. She ran off to her apartment in the middle of the night while I was asleep. ... I think she got the point. We haven't talked for 10 months now. Not a single word.
And now you're writing this?
Not a single word.
What were you doing? Just chilling in your fucking room?
You know,
just all of a sudden thinking about her? You know, I gotta confess this.
Oh, Shazam says ... is an ellipsis. Sorry, I didn't know that. I'll start saying ellipsis. I think she got the point. Ellipsis. We haven't talked for 10 months now. ... Not a single word. Ellipsis. That's kind of cool. So, you know what really happened, though?
What?
You know he fucked her. You know, you fucking know that shit. She's sleeping there. You haven't had sex in a while.
Forever.
You, right. You know that shit. And that's why you fucked her.
And she left while, in the middle
no,
of the night.
No, you fucked her while she was sleeping. She woke up while it was happening. You pretended to be asleep with your fucking dick in her, and she took off. And that, right there, is why she hasn't talked to you for 10 months now. Don't fucking twist this shit, you piece of shit.
Why would he twist it, though? It's anonymous.
Because people are pieces of shit, anonymous or not. People are all pieces of shit, usually. Present company included. No, excluded.
Maybe included.
You and the chat. No, you guys are cool people. I'm saying, you know that's what the fuck happened.
Right.
He was ashamed as fuck.
And he wanted to, confess, but kind of half-assed.
Not only is she totally not hot or anything like that, but he put it in her while she was asleep. That's why. He's like, man, not only did I fuck this nasty bitch, but I did it while she was sleeping.
Yeah, it's like, she probably would let you if she's some fat bitch.
He didn't want
just
that, though.
Give it up.
He want, couple more here, and then we'll do some news. I have sex with my coworker when everyone else is gone, of course. I watch him masturbate, and I masturbate in front of him. We have had sex in my office and his. We also had sex in my backyard in broad daylight, and we had sex in a university classroom after a work happy hour. Hmm. The sex isn't that good, and I really can't even stand him.
So,
hey! I wonder why guys get mixed signals. It's like, man, she's fucking me like we fuck at work, she jerks off in front of me, I jerk off in front of her, in her office.
Wait, she jerks off?
In my office, in my backyard, in broad daylight, in a fucking school classroom, after work, happy hour. I think she really likes me. She's over here, the sex isn't that good, and I really can't even stand him, but I keep doing it. Mm-hmm.
But I make it seem like I like him.
And you wonder why women get raped. Huh! Huh. I wonder. Man, that is a brain teaser. No pun intended. Unbelievable.
How do you know?
You are never allowed, women. You are never allowed to wonder why the fuck you get raped. Why the fuck you get beaten. That's right, I said it. Why the fuck you get kicked downstairs. You are never allowed because you pull shit like this. You go around fucking whoever the fuck. I don't even have to like him, but I have a pussy, so I'm in control. And guys will do whatever the fuck I tell them to because I have a pussy and I'm in control. Yay, pussy power. Yay, let's high five pussies. Come on. Yay. Yay. High five everyone in the chat. Let's high five pussies. Yay. Yay. I'm a girl and I have a pussy, which means I can do whatever the fuck I want and everyone will let me get away with it because either A, I'm a chick and I don't know any better, or B, because I'm that gender that's weaker, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. Hey, remember when we let them vote? Mm-hmm. Big mistake.
Shazam says, Matt, you're not exactly making your case for a girlfriend.
Whatever. I don't care. She does the same shit. Oh, I like you. I want to hang out with you. Hey, you want to hang out? No, I'm tired. Go fuck yourself then! What do you want me to do? Tell me. You have the pussy. Obviously, you're in control. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do? How can I help you? Let's pretend this is McDonald's. How may I help you? What the fuck do you want? I don't know. I asked my dick. He doesn't fucking know. He's like, dude.
Just get me laid.
I don't know.
And of course she knows, but she's not going to tell you.
No, of course. Why would she fucking tell me?
Yeah. That would make you know what's going on and you wouldn't be with her.
Because then we wouldn't be playing head games. Exactly. And when we're not playing head games, you're no fun.
Right.
Because I can't be in a normal fucking relationship. I have to be constantly either getting fucked or fucking somebody.
Well, if she isn't playing head games, she doesn't have control over you.
Exactly. I'm done playing this game. I'm attracted to one of my students. Of course you are. What do you teach, kindergarten? I secretly hope that when he turns 18, he will come on to me. I would fuck him.
Wow.
Really? What does your husband think of that? He's like, all right, 10 more years and you'll be 18. You ready? He's like, yeah. Cool. What'd you do? Buy him a Tickle Me Elmo and hide it up your fucking twat? And you're like, hey, check this out. Oh my God, is that a Tickle Me Elmo? Yeah, you want to go get it? She's probably got like 5 little fucking kids up there all up in her twat just fucking running around trying to find their way out. Like, fuck. Last one here. I don't want to have sex until I'm married. But, oh my God.
But I did anyway.
If he stayed around for longer, I probably would have humped the shit out of that boy or something. Either that boy or something, like a dildo
or
a bong or a wine bottle, something.
Cucumber, whatever.
So, whatever. Hey, I'm not picky. Whatevs.
WVs.
Fucking people. People disgust me. You fucking disgust me. All right, you got anything else before we do some news here?
Let's do some
news. Let's fucking do some news. Where the...
Is it gone?
Found it.
Did you?
Alright. Oh, we're getting a call. Hi, you are live on the jam hole. What the fuck do you want?
Not much, it's 26.
What's up, 26? How you doing?
Not
hey,
much.
Thanks for the present, man. I really
pretty good.
I really appreciate the present.
You're welcome. Sorry, there was just a little delay because I had this video on, but yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, no worries. That actual pussy blood from a virgin hymen being busted?
No, I have not had the experience to have that blood in my possession, but
yeah,
no,
it is
actual cherry juice.
Okay, so like literal cherry juice. That's what I was hoping it was, because I was touching it and smelling it and shit.
It's like a year old, so it's been all dried out and stuff.
Nice. So did you make that for us, or did you just have it laying around?
No, that was just lying around. That was just in the scrap bin.
Oh, because remember, I was like, hey, we got a P.O. box. Send us some stuff. I don't care what it is. Well, that's
here's some shit.
I could make you something. I don't know.
Make me something beautiful. Hey.
All right, I'll do my...
Do me a favor and make me more... what's the word? More... so girls will want me. Make me more wantable.
Like desirable?
Like a Lunchable. Yeah, desirable. That's it. Can you make me that?
I think I need that more than you, Matt.
Hey, me first.
No.
All right. Hey. You want to do some news?
Yeah.
Call it in the air, 26. Call it in the air.
Heads.
It landed heads, absolutely.
All right.
So,
what's that mean?
It means he gets to read a story. No.
All right.
Oh, find a story?
All right. No, I'm totally kidding. So... What's going on, man? Did you have something like in particular you want to talk about, or are you just saying hi?
No, you were just saying you wanted people to call in. I wanted to test out this ridiculous microphone I set up. It's running through a 4-track recorder, completely ridiculous.
Nice. It probably looks a little something like under the desk here with our fucking rat's nest of buzzing, humming shit.
Yeah, I have some of that too. Constant static and hiss.
Well, that's good. Now at least when I go back and listen to the show and I hear the hum, it's like, well, at least we used the phone call. At least.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. We're going to
I found a news story about the candles and shit.
Oh, please.
Let me just load this story out.
Oh, load it up.
Hundreds pack Bethlehem Midnight Mass.
Hey.
And so
excuse me. How the fuck?
Oh, yeah. This one is called
Thank you.
Hundreds Black Bethlehem Midnight Mass. Bethlehem West Bank from CNN. Hundreds of Christians packed the Church of Nativity Thursday for a midnight mass in what is thought to be the birthplace of Jesus Christ.
Right.
The standing room only service was marked with singing and organ playing. There were also loud, large crowds, whatever.
I thought he was going to say singing and orgasms. Organ playing. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, organ playing. My penis is an organ. Come on! That's awesome. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, the story... I don't know. There's this wicked, bizarre picture in it, though. It's like a star, and this guy has his hand in it, like the Gucci man. I don't know, man.
That's actually his asshole. Nice.
Yeah, we found the asshole of Jesus Christ, so there we go.
It had the holy AIDS. The AIDS where yes. All AIDS has come from. That's
of
majestic.
Course.
That's magical.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I'll let you get on with your noose.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing some noose with us. Holla.
All right. Do some noose.
Do some noose. Holla at ya. Call it in the air, please, Braden.
Heads.
Heads it is. Reed. Episode 132 of this motherfucker. Thank you all for joining us. TheJammel.com/donate. If we made you laugh at least once so far, give us some money. Buy us a drink. Or food.
This one is called Saudi Girl 8, Married Off to 58-Year-Old is Denied Divorce.
Whoa. Excuse me?
I know, right?
Pardonnez-moi? That's French for, the
what
fuck is that?
Yeah.
The fuck is that? Holy shit. An 8-year-old Saudi girl is married
to someone 50 years older than her.
A 58-year-old.
It's okay. Hey, it's okay for you to marry this guy. You just can't leave
because
him.
You both have 8 in your age.
Right.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
What, is she like 18? No, actually, she's 8.
Right.
Oh.
As long as the second digit matches the second digit in the other person's age, it's all cool.
Hey. That's all. Hey, what's the best thing about fucking 28-year-olds?
There's 20 of them.
Fucking A! Holla! That's so horrible.
An 8-year-old Saudi...
Why would you ever do that, Braden?
What? Do what?
Nothing.
To indulge your joke like that?
Is that what you were doing?
Yes.
Okay, I think you were indulging you with
I
that. Okay, continue, please.
An 8-year-old Saudi Arabian girl who was married off by her father to a 50-year-old man... has been told she cannot divorce her husband until she reaches puberty.
What?
Yeah, what does puberty have to do with that, though?
You are...
Holy
my phone.
Shit, Matthew.
You are old enough to get married, but you're not old enough to get divorced.
Right.
How the fuck does that work?
I don't know.
I don't understand that math. I'm sorry.
And I would think it would be like 18 or something, not just puberty. It's not even an age. It's a time of your life. That at this time of your life, when you're going through puberty, you are old enough.
Guess who just texted me?
The girl.
Yeah. She's like, are you done yet? Oh, I'm sorry, Nicole. Did you actually want to see me? Oh, well, hey, that's it for tonight. See you guys.
No, we got to do some news.
Oh, we're doing some news. I was just kidding. Bros before hoes. That's my bromitment to you and this show.
I hear you.
Faux show. Holla at ya.
Lawyer Abdu Tilly, maybe?
Sound it out, brohound. Sound it out.
Said the divorce petition was filed by the unnamed girl's divorced mother.
Oh, the mom was in it.
In August, after the marriage contract was signed by her father and the groom. The judge has dismissed the plea because she, the mother, does not have the right to file an order. The plea should be filed by the girl herself when she reaches puberty.
So how was it?
The mom is trying to file for the divorce.
The dad married her off. The mom is like, nah, that's my little 8-year-old fucking girl.
Right.
So how, I still don't understand that. How was it A-okay just fine for the dad to marry her off, but when the mom is like, no, she's getting a divorce, they're like, uh-uh, because women have no fucking authority at all there still? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
The father could get the divorce if he wanted?
But when she reaches puberty, she does have the authority.
She makes her own choice. See, that seems
but why,
so...
But
am
what
I,
does that have to do with puberty? I just don't get why they would say puberty is the time.
Saying puberty maybe in Saudi Arabia is like here saying when she's 18.
Right.
That's
maybe.
Just their way of saying... Because I don't know if you know this or not, but people there don't live to be all that old.
Well, true.
You get hit by bombs or whatever the fuck.
Things are different there.
So Shazam says, until puberty, she's her father's or her husband's property. So what is it about puberty that makes her have ownership of herself? Like, I don't understand that then. Because you're still young and you don't know what to do with yourself?
Yeah, maybe.
It's like, well, my dad didn't do much better. He just married me off to a guy that's 50 years older than I am.
Yeah.
When he's 100, I'm going to be, like, not very much older. Like, all right, that's so crazy. That is so crazy to
me.
Yeah.
And she's like, so young.
Like, I have no problem dating an 18-year-old being 28. If I was 58, I would be
18?
A pimp. If I was 58 and I could still hook up with an 18-year-old, you guys would have to fucking pound it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, pound that shit. Virtual pound it. Okay. How many people just now went to virtual pound it? That's
awesome.
I hope
a couple.
Holla.
In many child marriages, girls are given away to older men in return for dowries or following the custom by which a father promises his daughters and sons to marriage while still children. But the issue is complicated by different interpretations of Sharia law and a lack of legal certainty.
So how many goats did you get for that?
Yeah.
Like, what
I traded her away for 8 cows.
8 cows and a fucking goat? I would be interested to see what the fucking dowry was for this 8-year-old.
Right.
Also, what they look like. And definitely, while we're doing noose, instead of using the feedback, if you guys feel like calling the jam hole, feel free. I will answer that shit. Reach out and touch someone. Ting.
There is some confusion in Saudi Arabia over the question of what constitutes adulthood.
Over what constitutes totally fucking creepy? I'd say if there's 50 years in between any two fucking people and one of those people has to have sex with the other, I'd say that's a good place to fucking start. The jam hole, it's a Skype thing because we don't have an actual phone number for it yet, but we will soon. So if you have Skype, it's just the jam hole. Indie cam guy. Sorry.
The case appears to fit the pattern of divorced fathers using their child to take revenge against their ex-wives. Mothers usually only have custody while the children are young.
Oh! So, this is all about fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
She took half my shit, which was approximately 2 goats and half a fucking cow.
Right, and one of my sandals.
So, you know, oh yeah? You want to bring it there?
I just sold
your daughter to a 50-year-old. Suck
for
it.
For a goat.
For a guy 50 years older than her. For 1 goat. In your face.
Actually,
That's right.
I just gave it away.
That's right. What? What are you going to do about that? You can't. What do you say to that?
Yeah.
You were a fucking bitch and you took half. He pawns your fucking 8-year-old to a 58-year-old. Like, he wins, dude. If this was rock, paper, scissors, you pulled paper and he yanked out the scissors and he won. Like, that's
I don't even
it.
See how a person could do that, though. Like, how...
Do what?
How, just trade your 8-year-old daughter away.
Maybe she was a pain in the ass.
But even then, how do you just do... That's such a horrible
thing
to do.
I don't know if you know, but goats are a lot easier to, like, take care of than 8-year-old girls.
But it's just such a mean thing to
26
do.
Says, I have a friend that lives in Libya, which under Sharia Muslim law, alcohol is illegal, along with pornography. Fuck Islam. All caps. Fuck Islam! Did you guys, hold on, speaking of Islam, did you guys get that, I don't know, if you follow us on thejamble.com/Twitter. When I was working at Anna's on Tuesday, I was sitting in the booth I always sit in, right? And there were these people in the booth next to me, just a dude, like older probably, in their 50s, just dumb dude and this lady. I couldn't tell if it was his wife, but it sounded like he was trying to impress her and shit. Mm-hmm. And he's being, like, the funny guy, like, hey, I heard you got the best pizza in town. And I'm like, are you fucking hungry or not? What?
Just get some fucking
pizza.
But
anyway, that's besides the point. They're sitting there talking, and they're just talking, like, all this shit about how this society is going down the tubes because all the niggers that they let in and all the Mexicans and all the fucking Arabs.
It's like,
and
hey,
shit.
Listen there, and white guy. You're the one that brought them
I'm
in
like,
the first place.
I'm sitting here reading The Mind of God by Paul Davies trying to fucking learn something. And they're over here like, fucking niggers, they took your jobs. And she's like totally agreeing with
him. That's so
shit.
Awful.
Like, I can almost expect that from the stereotypical fucking Montana cornbread fucking retard hick. But the female side of those retard hicks are generally a little more sensical than that.
Yeah.
Like, it was so horrible.
That is terrible.
And then, it goes from all the fucking niggers and the wetbacks and the fucking, and then the Asians and the Arabs.
So people.
To the fucking, what?
They're the people that, like, hate every other race except theirs.
Kinda. But not, like, hate, just hate that they're here. It's like, they should all be there. The kind of people that would rather be in a world, like a whole planet, that each person lived in their native spot.
Right, like,
which kind of means,
you're from.
Dude, I don't know if you know this or not, but Montana, like, you weren't born. I mean, you were born here, but you're not from here. Like,
well, they just
your people are from fucking England and Saxonville, whatever
the
fuck.
The people that came to America,
they don't even think about that. Yeah. They're just like, all the niggers go back to Africa, and all the Arabs go back to fucking Arabville, and all the fucking Canadians.
Well, it's just like how when we first came here, like, in the first place, we came to a country that is already occupied by someone, and we call it ours.
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm
it's
saying.
Already theirs, dude.
That's fucking what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, this isn't your spot if you want to get that fucking into it.
Right.
We would have Indians here. You'd be back in Europe sucking the queen's fucking dick.
Like, if it was the way you're saying it should be, you should also not
be
here.
Yeah, you wouldn't be here. Yeah. You'd be over there still fucking farming cotton by yourself and shit. Like, don't fucking.
You better not hope that that's how it is.
I was just sitting there. I was like, oh my Christ, dude. They're the whole reason our money's fucking worthless and shit. And now we got a nigger in the fucking White House. And then he goes from that and shit. And then he starts talking about, like, the Asians. Like, all of a sudden, I'm over this. I just want to
like,
make all right, sure.
We worked through this. Now we got to move on.
Each and every person gets
knock
their due
out,
fucking attention to.
I got to have a rant about each one.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, Christ. And then they start talking about the, like, Somali and all the pirates and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it just kept going. Just all ignorant shit, dude. And I'm like, oh, my God. Help me. Fucking Twitter. Sorry. Okay.
That's pretty much it for that story.
So what happened? They're just fucking, she has to wait till she fucking
gotta wait till puberty.
And when do girls go through puberty then? Because that
I
might
don't know,
be like
it's earlier,
10.
Yeah,
so
it's
just
earlier than guys, I believe.
That seems weird. She's 8. You think she knows enough to be like, do you want to go here and have his penis in your hoo-hoo, or do you want to stay here with mom?
Right. Like,
or dad, I guess, because it's his property. And that's even more awesome that dad did that, not for the goats and the dowry, but to say, hey, ex-wife, fuck you, bitch. That's brilliant.
It is.
All right. Well, this one is called Man Arrested After Flashing Gang Signs on Santa's Lap. Fucking duh, bam, fucking duh, fucking duh, fuck. Why? Are you being cute? Like, you're a grown adult.
Yeah.
Like, I want to sit on Santa's lap and have pictures. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be fucking hard.
Oh,
dude,
straight
ice
gangsta.
Face just ice grilled.
This
arms and hands.
Dying.
Just my fucking B-boy stance. Ugh. Ain't no big deal. Fucking boom. Ollie G style just blocking bullets and shit. Fucking
sitting on Santa's lap. Like, sup, Santa?
Santa.
Pound it, pound it.
He was probably all in blue and shit, and Santa was obviously
all
in red,
red
and white, and he didn't make the connection that that's Santa's colors, and he's like, oh shit, what's up, blood? Fucking.
But the cap.
From Orange, an alleged gang member has landed himself in jail for flashing gang signs in a photo he took while sitting on Santa's lap.
Is that illegal? Is there a law saying
it can't does it have to be?
I don't know.
Just die.
Yeah.
That's it. Santa should have pulled out his gat and went rat-tat-tat-tat on your punk ass. Uriel Oliva... Oliva... Oh, because it's gangsta. It's not Oliver, it's Oliver.
Oliver.
Oliver. Like, it's not Durr, it's Duh. I get it. 18 was arrested last week after a visit with Santa at the Village Mall in Orange. Oh, Orange, you glad I didn't say Wes? I don't know. Police say that Oliver was under...
Oliver.
I hate you. Look at you. I don't like you at all. You're an idiot. Oliver was under court order not to associate with members of his street gang, engage in gang activity, or hang out at the Village Mall when the photo was taken December 16th. What, is the mall your fucking crib?
Dad, it's territory.
My shit. You see that? From the fucking Orange Julius to the fucking borders, bitch. That's my shit.
Don't you see don't you see those tags on the wall?
You get that's Dairy me. Queen back down to the Hallmark store. Mm-hmm. You get past the Orange Julius, you best turn around or I will fucking dance you. I will serve you. I will fucking serve you. The picture included Oliver and two other members of the Orange County Criminals Gang. Oliver's probation officer apparently spotted the photo on a keychain during a probation check. Oliver has pleaded not guilty to 3 misdemeanor counts of violating court orders. I'm sorry. He faces up to 18 months in jail. A pretrial hearing is set for January 9th in Santa Ana. Do they even need to have a trial?
Just get rid of them.
Just kill all 3 of them. Like, what are you doing?
Even kill Santa.
You guys, and you made a day of that shit. You called up your homies. You text them. You're like, yo, sup, nigga, because they call themselves that.
Right.
He's kind of Asian, but he's still whatever. And he's like, dude, I got the best idea, son. We're gonna roll up to roll to the mall, right? Where we're not supposed to be, because we're not even supposed to be together, because when there's 3 of us, that's a gang.
Yeah.
It's a gang of fucking retard. And we're gonna sit on Santa's lap, all 3 of us.
Together. Holding hands.
You cup the balls, okay? And then right before they take the picture, fucking what's sign! Real quick, it'll be the funniest thing. It'll be funny.
You know,
no, it'll be gangsta. That's gangsta.
You know what's funny is they actually let him sit on his lap in the first place.
Right? Santa
was
probably
like... What
are you
doing letting this fucking grown-ass man walk up?
Santa looks at his elf and he's like, are you kidding me?
Don't let this guy through. What are you doing? He's like 28 years old.
He's 33, dude. What the fuck?
He's 33 years old.
That's so stupid. That is it for that story. Fucking... I don't even know. What do you say to that?
Yeah,
cool. Cool.
It's like, wow. Way to grow up.
Wow.
Maybe.
Hey, it's hard out there, man. Them streets, you need your fucking gang. That's fine. Just bump them.
Maybe that's just one of those places where there's just fuck all else to do. So all these people.
Here is one of those places. We have shit.
That's probably
up
one
here.
Of those places too.
You don't see us rolling around fucking throwing it. Well, maybe you do. Never mind.
Yeah, I see some doing some stupid shit they wouldn't be doing if they weren't so bored.
You got me.
Just like driving around throwing rocks at cars.
We
like
used to
shit like that.
No shit. We used to
throwing eggs at cars.
We used to go to Walmart and get the red wiffle ball bat.
Really?
And then we'd fucking drive down the street and like bounce it off of fucking mirrors and shit and just bust. Just being stupid.
Yeah, that's,
but that
that's
was
a
when we were like
do.
15, 14, 15, 16 years
yeah.
old, not 33. Okay? Like, I'm sorry. That's just whatever. That's it. What do you got for us here, please? How long is my cock?
Your cock is...
An hour 23?
Yes.
Okay. Do a story. I'll do a story. We'll do some head-to-head blood, and we'll get the fuck out. Fuck out, bitch. Are there any clues?
No, I don't think so.
Is anyone doing clues? You guys, if we have clues, you guys can call in and actually play that way.
Oh, yeah.
Just something else. Sure.
This one is called Four North Carolina Teens Charged in Bizarre Killing.
Hmm. Like, not a normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill killing.
Just
like
the usual.
This is your basic textbook killing.
Yeah, this is what happens every day.
Right, so this is actually the opposite
of that. The default, if you will.
It's the default. The index.htm, yeah. If you will.
I had it set to default when I murdered him.
Oh, that's so great.
A group of teenagers in North Carolina suspected of murdering a friend allegedly read him his fortune from a tarot from tarot cards. Shortly,
wait, excuse me? From what?
Tarot cards.
What's the tarot card?
Or whatever those the fucking mind readers have.
Right. What's it
tarot
called?
Tarot cards?
What's it called? Excuse me?
I don't know what they're called.
A tarot?
That's how it's spelled.
How's it spelled?
It is spelled... T-A-R-O-T.
Wait, are you cracking jokes? Or
no.
Are you being, like, is this for real? Is this mean you, like, for real right now?
This is my serious face.
This is my serious.
Yeah.
Tarot?
I don't
like
know.
A gun tarot?
That's a turret.
A what? Like a torrent?
No.
What is it?
I don't... Turret.
Tarot?
I don't fucking...
No way.
What are you doing with the kitty? Don't hurt the kitty.
This is my serious face.
Okay. Your eyes can tell you, Tina.
Oh, yeah.
You just ripped cat all over your face.
That was for the cameras.
Oh.
That's to encourage more people to be like, man, I gotta catch the next live show.
Yeah.
That's what that was for.
That's good.
You'll see stuff like this.
Like that happening right there. For the second time. Give the cat a noogie. Jesus.
Okay. So, tarot, what?
Tarot card, shortly before beating him in the head with a hammer, tying him up, and suffocating him with duct tape.
Whoa!
According to recently released search warrants.
So, they used their tarot cards, and it was like, you're gonna get tied up and assaulted with a what? Oh, suffocated. You're gonna get tied up and suffocated, and he's
and
like...
And get beat with a hammer.
No, I'm not. Oh, fuck! That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so... And they're teenagers.
I got cat hair in my
nose now.
That
made cat hair go everywhere.
I know.
It's like floating around and making my
She's like, man, I got cat hair all over me. Oh, wait, I'm a cat. Never mind.
Right, that grows. Okay.
Nice.
Investigators say they are still searching for a motive in what they have called the bizarre killing of Matthew Silliman, an 18-year-old Eagle Scout whose body was found in an unoccupied trailer in rural North Carolina.
In a where? Where?
Trailer. A trailer.
That would
in a
assume
rural place in North Carolina.
Reside in a trailer park of some
it was
sort.
It was rural, it said.
What's rural mean?
It means it's out in the middle of nowhere.
It means it's in a trailer park, Braden.
It means it's in the middle of
Look
nowhere.
Up the word rural. It's trailer park. Rural is actually Latin for trailer park.
I don't think it is, dude.
Are you calling me a liar?
I don't think it's Latin
Look
for
at me.
Trailer park.
Am I making jokes? This is my serious face.
Yeah, you're lying. Don't do that again.
Okay.
Tarot.
What is it, Shazam? Tarot, actually.
Tarot.
I got cat hair in my mouth.
Yeah, me too. Four friends of Silliman's, Adil Shaid, or Saeed, like from Heroes.
Right, Saeed.
Khan, 17.
Whoa, speaking of Heroes.
Yes.
I was watching this movie when I was at Nicole's house. It was a Jesus movie. Mm-hmm. Guess who was in it? Guess who played fucking Jesus, dude?
Jesus himself.
No, Desmond from Lost.
Really?
Hey, brother. That guy, Desmond, brother. I'm glad you're on my island, brother. That guy, do you know who I'm talking
right,
about?
The
Lost,
with the
Desmond.
Accent?
He played Jesus in this fucking movie.
That's crazy.
I don't know, it's one of the Jesus movies, I don't know.
It's why there's so fucking many
Jesus?
Of them.
The Bible?
Jesus.
I don't fucking know, it's called the Bible.
Jesus the movie.
Yeah, Shazam says she makes you watch Dane Cook and Jesus movies.
Wow, this is not the girl for you.
Schurz was the Dane Cook choice, whatever. employee of the
month. And yours was the Jesus?
No, it was on when I got there, and it was her and her family hanging out doing Jesus things,
I guess. How, did you enjoy that?
I don't know. I might go to the midnight service with her tonight.
Are you serious?
Just for the hell of it.
Remember when we went to church?
Do you guys remember that? Holy
shit.
I don't think they do. Shazam says she better suck cock very well. You're telling me.
She better not be one of those girls that's just like,
I'm not putting that in my mouth.
I don't do that.
You pee from that. I'm not putting that in my mouth. Like, hey, Braden will do it. What the fuck, bitch? Just kidding.
Wow. I wasn't even done reading all the people involved.
Oh, tarot.
So Adil Saeed Khan, 17.
Oh, yeah, so Desmond was in Lost.
Okay. Allegra Rose, Del Quest, 17, Drew Logan Shaw, 16, and Ryan Patrick Hare, 18, have been charged with his murder.
Because they were the ones that read his fortune and wrapped him up and suffocated him?
Yeah, and beat him to death with a hammer, too.
Right, well, that makes sense, then. Right. You're charged with murder. Like, right. You can't be like, why would we do well?
You murdered him.
Do you remember that? Yeah. I would just be like, dude, I don't
Why am I being
that.
Charged with murder? Because you
What are
murdered
you doing?
Somebody.
Why are you even here right now? What the fuck? The fuck is the internet?
Seriously, what the fuck is murder? All four suspects are being held without bond in the Wake County Jail. They face up to life.
Hey, without James Bond. Thank you.
No.
Come on!
They face up to life in prison if convicted. Could
you
imagine
kill them?
Getting sentenced to
life in prison
when you're a teenager still?
What?
You're still a teenager and you just got sentenced to life in prison.
Like my life or like the life of that 58-year-old my little sister just got auctioned off to?
Either or.
Because I'll take that sentence before. Oh, fuck.
According to police documents, three of the suspects confessed to some role in the murder and implicated the fourth defendant. Huh. Although court documents do not identify which suspects confessed, Hare's lawyer, Robert Padovano...
Wait, Hare? His name's Hare?
His last name.
Hare?
His last name's Hare.
Like, Hare?
Well, it's not spelled that way.
How's it spelled?
H-A-R-E.
H-A-R, okay. Mm. Like, Hari?
Hari.
Haro.
Hario.
Oh, that was a stretch. I'm sorry for that.
Said the other three suspects had been given statements to the police, but Hare had not. The murder has baffled the small community near Raleigh, North Carolina. Jason Waller, a Wake County assistant district attorney, said police and prosecutors were definitely looking into allegations that one of the suspects, Shaw, was affiliated with a group known as the Juggalos. Fans of the Detroit-based
Who's going chicken hunting? We going chicken hunting. Who's going chicken hunting? We going chicken hunting. Cut a motherfucking chicken up. Hey, do you remember the ICP? Do you remember that? When that was cool? Yeah. I used to listen to that shit.
I used to listen to it
Great
when it was
Malenko
cool.
and the Ringmaster. I used to listen to it. I never went to the point of, like, makeup
Me neither. I always thought that
and
was dumb.
And Faygo.
I just listened to the music.
Yeah, I listened to it. And I really enjoyed the Bugs on My Nutsack song. I don't know.
I can't stand it these days.
But
it's so awful.
I couldn't... If you've ever taken their lyrics and just, like, looked at them, you would absolutely have to dress like that to get away with that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just go up there and, like, start rapping that shit just looking all normal. Like, you have to look fucking gay.
You have to look like that.
I think the equation is, like, half of the inverse root of how much gay, we'll call that G squared, of the lyrics, and then you have to be that at least to be able to spit them. That makes sense.
Maybe.
Not at all. I'll listen back. No problem.
According to WT...
We record these. I don't know if you know this or not, but us just hanging out here, smoking salvia and reading news stories to each other...
We record it.
We record it. And then we put it on a site.
It's on the internet. And it's on iTunes.
TheJamHole.com is where it's at, actually.
It is. It's there.
I just wanted to let you know.
According to WTVD and the song Murda Cloak... One line reads, I tied a star up. I had the duct tape.
N-I-G-G-E.
Well,
how many stars?
They're all five. I don't think that's what
five?
It's like.
B-I-T-C-H. Five. Bitch. Booyah. I tie a bitch up.
But every time they put out a swear word, it's 5 stars. Like, I don't think that's...
Put in bitch for everyone. Hold on.
All right. I tied a bitch up.
I tied a bitch up. I had to duct tape the bitch face.
Is that how it goes? I don't know.
Maybe.
I never listen to anything. I just fuck my shit.
And then the song Wax Medium says, "It seems my cards of tarot have dealt you a very odd hand." Tarot. I feel Mongolian when I say that.
Oh, tarot.
Tarot.
She walk. Is she cheeky?
Yeah.
That's fantastic, Braden.
Yeah, it seems my cards.
Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, feels good to be back. 2 episodes in a row.
Pound that shit. Virtual pound that shit.
Virtual pound it. Just fucking punch the cat.
Oh, fun.
Okay, and continue. Then the next song, Like It Like That, says, "Sometimes my dome feels like a cherry bomb. I gotta pound his bitch head with a hammer to keep him calm."
What?
I don't know.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Bitch in there. Doesn't
you, if you would have had the fucking clown shit and the fucking Faygo... Like,
or if you were actually doing that.
That would have been sick.
Yeah, or if you actually...
Well, that's hip-hop for... Yeah.
That's not hip-hop.
Sick is actually hip-hop speak for great job, friend. Oh,
well, that's
God.
It for that story.
Why? Where did we go so wrong? Like, when did
At the very beginning.
When was that ever... When did that become acceptable behavior in society?
Never.
And not something that you just get your fucking dumb face just bashed in for... doing.
It's never been acceptable, but like, no one's ever done anything about it.
That and rape, just people are totally desensitized to
nowadays.
Yeah,
it's just, it's so normal now.
It's like business as usual.
Yeah, they're just used to it, because it's been going on for so long.
Well, I'm not.
I'm sick of it.
Holla.
Holla.
Oh, okay. So, anyone listening to this, now that we have the Skype thing, I was messing around Twitter last night, and I direct messaged Mr. Tim Henson from Distorted View, and I was like, "Hey, I would like you to Skype me. Can cyber Skype me if you want?
Mm-hmm. Cyber Skype?
While we do a show. I would like to talk to you and interview him and stuff like that."
That'd be pretty awesome.
So, I don't know, maybe if you guys would like that to happen, perhaps... send him an email or something, or a voicemail. Those are those are always fun.
Yeah, he loves those.
Yeah, but seriously, I don't know. I just thought it'd be cool because they were him and Keith and that'd be cool
to
have him on the show. And D,
you know what I'd like to point out?
Wrong what?
Just right now, so they can hear it. Is that we got a lot more listeners from Distorted View?
Don't say that. No one's supposed to know that.
What's wrong with that?
Shh, because they're ashamed.
That's okay. They should feel ashamed. They need to come out of the closet.
Hey, come on out, guys. It's okay.
It's okay. You can like us.
We got unlimited bandwidth. There's plenty of room for everybody.
You can like Distorted View and us together.
All right, so I need you guys right now to go find clues that we can do. And I'm going to deuce this story right here. And then we're going to get the fuck out.
We're in an hour and 36.
Okay. Well, can I just do this story
then?
Do it.
We'll
get out?
Fucking
all right, this
do
one
it.
I don't even want this one.
You do. Well, we'll read the two. You got three, right?
Yeah, I read one already. Okay.
Well, what are the two you got?
Well, 4x4, basically a cosmetic surgeon powering his 4x4 with excess fat from his patients. Or man dies after raccoon blocks furnace flute.
And there's clues, by the way.
Is there clues? Yeah, are clues. You guys going to call in and we'll play? We'll have conference clues.
Yeah.
So, excuse my face. I don't know. I think powering your 4x4 by fat is kind of interesting.
Toy Sixta says, no, just do clues. Too late.
Too late. I'm tired. I'm a little tiny little guy, and I'm tired.
Little guy.
I'm just small little guy. I'm tired.
Just
a little guy. Actually, yeah, we probably should, huh?
We can do that. We're in an hour and 30, so... And then we have
all right. Well, basically, some dude died, and some Beverly Hills plastic surgeon is using his patient's fat to power his 4x4. Mm-hmm. So, just so you know. The more you know. Right?
Yeah.
We're not even doing head-to-head blotter, then, are we?
No, we're doing head-to-head blotter.
Oh, yeah. We'll do clues first, though.
There's one clue.
Just so... Oh, okay.
There's one clue.
Well... Feel free to call in Skype the jam hole.
Yeah, in like the next 2 seconds.
Right, okay, so what's the clue? Oh, excuse me, thejamhole.com/forums, raging clue. Find it, it's there, whatever. It's a game we play. What's the clue?
Merry Christmas! Lots cool. Red in this picture.
Merry Christmas, lots of red in this picture?
Lots red in this picture.
What? It lots says, red?
Lots red.
Tarot? What?
Tarot.
And
yeah.
Hey, how do you put oil in a car?
You pour it in.
Through the dipstick hole, right?
Yeah, that's where.
Where do you poop?
You're a bro. You're
hey,
a bro.
Where do you poop?
In my pants. Holla back, y'all. All right, well, fuck it. Fuck the calls, whatever. Merry Christmas.
Lots red. Is it someone just fucking...
It's going to be that...
It's someone impaled on a Christmas tree, and there's red all over.
26 says, blood. I'm tired, fuck you. It's going to be that picture that went around a long time ago with the... It's the passed out dude with the Santa outfit, and he's all covered in shit and piss and stuff, and he's passed out with beer in his hand or something. It's going to be that picture, I bet you.
Is it?
I'm just saying.
I'm guessing that, it's a dude
I'm
getting
saying,
impaled on a Christmas tree.
Because that... What?
I mean, it's a dude getting impaled on a Christmas tree.
In his asshole?
Yeah, and he's bleeding everywhere.
In his asshole?
Right. There's
okay.
Lots of red.
All right,
it's
well.
In the red.
Survey
I'm
fucking
hoping
says.
It's something extreme.
I hope it's that. I
Me
fucking
too.
Hope
That's
it's
pretty.
That. It is. It's, oh, it's a whole.
It's a whole thing of.
Collage.
Disgusting.
It's a collage. What is that? Balls and dick nailed
and
to a board?
Nasty mutated vaginas and just.
Eyes with blood vessels all
that
popped.
Is almost
it's
made
like
me want to throw
that
up.
Eye is like how I pop my collar. I just
yeah.
pop that shit.
Yeah, you
shit.
Guys enjoy that.
They
right
just
there.
Pop the eye, and that's it.
That is pretty gross. That actually made my penis go up inside my body.
Oh, and by the way, excuse my face. The outro
face.
Of last show's episode.
Yeah.
Is something I was doing for the emo poetry album. Uh-huh. I wanted to throw that out there to see if that's more of what you guys want or more of like just the straight up spoken word no beat emo poetry stuff. I really like it.
I dig it too.
We fucking jam that shit. I'll work on the singing part, but seriously.
Seriously.
Email info at jamhole.com. I'm just curious what you think.
Word.
Holla.
Ready for some head to head blotter?
Holla, FMOS. Holla at the jamhole. You can Skype us, you can Twitter us, whatevs. Just get on that shit. I want him to drop sick, fat, disgusting rhymes.
Oh, he will.
All
too.
Over my fucking shit.
Everywhere.
Just
boom!
Ugh, just. Like
your
that collage.
Be popping.
Like that. Just fucking boom.
Right.
Just disgusting.
But good
fatness.
Disgusting. But in a good way.
Right. Just raunchy fucking.
Right.
Just
ill,
boom. Just fucking rhymes. Just boom. Fucking what's that? It's rhymes. Boom. Fucking like Hadouken style rhymes. Like how you get just fucking rhymes, dude. That's what just.
I got you.
Head-to-head blotter, homemade snowplow, and Mr. Clean.
Morse code on the radio, and boy attacks grandparents.
Boy attacks grandparents, that's yeah. a good one. Yeah. All right, 2:33 a.m., there was a vehicle in a ditch. I probably took a picture of that on jamhole.com/forum.
Is it the Country Kitchen Buffet?
I believe it was. Not the Country Kitchen Buffet, but it actually was.
Was it that, because that was the picture that I saw that you up.
Right, that was the title for it.
Right.
This isn't the Country Kitchen, but oh, fuck.
1:23 a.m. A 16-year-old girl hasn't come home. She is with her 19-year-old
Hold on.
Boyfriend.
Sorry. Igloo says, okay, I'm falling asleep at the wheel. Merry Christmas. Have a good night, all you guys.
Do you control your computer with a steering wheel?
How the fuck are you driving and listening to this live?
It's a metaphor for the keyboard and mouse.
He's
driving his computer
with
the steering wheel.
Got it. I thought he was like literally like rolling down the
fucking I got satellite
rolling down the I-10
with his
fucking
laptop.
Yeah,
his,
dude, with
his satellite Verizon,
his little
connection.
Verizon card, just fucking streaming the
How
fuck
cool would
out
that
of
be?
The streaming the shit out of the jam hole.
He's got it all up on
rolling.
The dash so he can watch it. While he's not even looking. He's just fucking driving.
Over rubber ducky, over. We got some Smokies on rolling combo.
Over.
Over. All right, what are we doing?
16-year-old girl hasn't come home. She is with her 19-year-old boyfriend.
Did she put her vehicle in a ditch?
No.
Okay, 5 to what? No? Why didn't she come home? She's 15?
She's 16.
And her boyfriend's 19?
19.
All right, I'll allow it.
They're fucking.
Oh, for sure.
What else?
Why?
Just
they're not
stop.
They're not talking. I'll tell you
not.
That. Oh,
you want to talk? You go chill with one of his bros.
You save that for when you're older and just a crotchety old cunt. That's when you're like, no, I just want to talk.
No, by that time you don't have anything left to say to each other. You right. just fucking you're know just everything. You hate everything about him.
Disgust.
You know all the dirty, nasty things about them.
I twitching a little bit. Just
it's fucking awful.
Your toast sucks. Okay, I'll give you the point for that one. 5:25 a.m., a red Chevy truck was seen parked next to a bus. Just saying.
Huh. In that... Oh my God, look at that truck next to the bus!
Hey! Sign says no parking.
Maybe that's what it was.
Dick.
1:52 a.m., someone's kid kept the neighbor up all night. He was livid.
Whose kid would that have been? I mean... Pick.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone's got one.
Whose was it? Yeah. Was it yours? Was it hers? Was it his? Wasn't mine. Hey, I don't have any kids. Do
me
you?
Me neither, no.
Holla. The fuck out of here. Really?
I think we might be the only two.
Are you, hey, are you sterile? Because I'm sterile.
I'm not.
Oh.
I pull out. Is that the same thing?
Oh, I do that too, but I just, because I always try and just bake the shit out of my balls. It's a little like self.
Right. Birth self-sterilization process.
They're like, the new terror with laptops. If you put it on your balls, it's sterile.
It
like, terror
sterile.
Or fucking brilliant
Terrence?
Idea?
Terret?
Terrence?
Terret?
What? A terret gun? What?
Is
it my turn?
I don't know. Yes, it is.
Drink. 7:50 a.m. Deputies turned up patrols in school zones. You gotta go 10 miles an hour through school zones because apparently we haven't taught our children
they
yet.
They're fucking retarded.
You're actually not supposed to go out in the middle of the street.
Haven't you ever seen the signs that say slow children at play? It means
right,
the children
like,
are a little slow,
retarded.
So be careful.
Right.
Because they're just running in the street.
How about, hey, retarded kids, quit running in the street.
Do we need to just put big fucking walls on the sides of the road so kids can't run into
them? See episode... Right, or shot collars.
Yes.
Shot collars.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll just put, like, electric wires under the ground right next to the road so when they cross it, fucking
a
zap.
Perimeter, if you will.
Exactly. Fuck yeah. Why don't we just do that with the board?
Why aren't we on
that
the
way
school
when Mexicans,
council?
Yeah. Why don't we just do that with the border instead of building this wall they can jump over? If they had electric shock collars around their necks and they walked there, they would be. They wouldn't fuck with it.
It's something about Mexicans always trying to get them off and shit. They're like, God, what the fuck is this?
It's like when you put a collar on a cat for the first time.
Hey, Holmes, my flea collar shocked me.
Don't itch you, man.
Oh, shit, man, mine too.
2:06 a.m.
Come on! It's late.
There
Let's
was
do it.
There was an assault at Moose Lodge.
Of course there was. 10:29 a.m. an unlocked car was rummaged through.
10:44 a.m. a vehicle hit a snowplow on 5th Avenue West of Kalispell.
I wish I would have seen that. 11:49 a.m. a woman said she saw a man ski through her yard. Huh.
What are you doing?
I'm just skiing.
Just
cross country. You know
what?
I was.
You got a nice yard.
I was downhilling, but I'm on the other part now.
Or is that just how he? Since it's winter and he can't ride his bike, he'll just ski to work.
We saw that when we got all the snow when we first got hit. When we were delivering, me and Jesse, we saw people cross country skiing through town and shit.
Really?
It's not like a big deal. I mean, they weren't like rolling through people's yards and shit though. Right. Like fuck you,
fuck you.
But yeah, like in the streets and shit. Huh. That was the day we were just busting through fucking snowdrifts because it was when they were all soft and shit when they first plowed.
Yeah,
and they were dude, we were just mobbing the fuck through there. It was so much fun. Your turn?
I don't know.
Yes,
turn it is.
A woman saw a man ski through her yard. Go.
Oh, right.
Go.
11:54 a.m. When a woman turned on a radio, she reportedly could hear what sounded like a message in Morse code. A deputy listened to the radio and thought the same thing.
Huh.
Could it be?
They don't pay me to think.
That's for sure.
3 p.m. A heating truck stalled near the intersection of Meridian and Idaho streets in Kalispell. The driver, with the assistance of a good Samaritan, you can't spell assistance without ass, just pointing that out, pushed the vehicle into a nearby parking lot. Thanks, good Samaritan.
Thank you.
If I were Jesus, you'd be going to heaven right now.
Just saying.
Good deed. It's karma.
Good deed.
12:11 p.m. Someone reported their cell phone stolen. They called from a landline.
No! I was going to say, they called from a cell phone?
How did they call you if their cell phone was stolen? It's like, I couldn't remember the number for the fucking police because it was in my phone.
I just Skyped Kalispell Police.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you can even call 911.
Yeah, because that's an emergency.
Right.
Have you guys seen my phone?
It's stolen.
It's a Nokia.
I think it might be stolen.
It's black. It flips open.
Yeah.
No. Says hot cunt for the display name.
Right. There's a picture of a big vagina.
It's background. A picture of my five kids and my dog.
Yeah.
And my ex-husband.
Exactly.
And my boyfriend. Because that was his brother. No big deal. 7:45 p.m. A man with a homemade snowplow was driving it erratically on Willow Glen Drive. Of course he was.
Of course. Of course. Have some fun when
he was playing that part in The Simpsons where Homer's just plowing snow and shit. Mm-hmm. The snowplow king.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
All right, I'm about done with this. Are you done? I'll read one more.
All right, 2:47 p.m. An inexperienced driver in a white Monte Carlo was all over Meridian.
Of course he was. And to finish it off tonight, 10:47 p.m., a concerned citizen reported that two older men were smoking marijuana outside of a bar on the west side of Kalispell.
Smoking marijuana?
What bar is outside on the west side of Kalispell? That wouldn't be the VFW, would it be?
A couple of people were smoking something in a truck.
Huh. We were standing out.
A 24-year-old woman stole condoms.
Nice. We were standing outside. We weren't in a truck. Right. That's kind of weird. All right. Well, as you all know.
Wait, no, no.
Please?
A 13-year-old boy was arrested after he threw a cassette player at his grandmother and punched his grandmother in the face. Fucking boom!
Punched his grandma?
And he's 13.
And you know what she said? You know what she said? Huh. You still hit like a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm home. That's crazy.
That is.
Like, I just imagine my grandma. Like, if
just
I...
Boom.
Just dust. Yeah. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We're all finished here for tonight.
Word.
Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/donate. Give us $5 if we made you laugh at least 5 times. $1 a laugh. That's what I'm asking.
Yep.
That's all.
How about you all give us $1 an episode?
Right. What? That's dumb. We're not charging for episodes.
I'm just saying. I'm just kidding.
If you guys enjoyed it, it is Christmas time.
I recommend that you donate us $18 and we trade you a shirt so you can give it to your loved one as a Christmas present.
You know what the house special actually is?
What's that?
It's actually a shirt. A jam
really?
Hole shirt.
Yeah.
That's our house special. Like, if you rolled into a restaurant and you're like, I'll have the house special.
It's like jam
I'd bring
hole
you
shirt.
Out a silver platter a la jam hole shirt. $18. They make great presents, but seriously, if you order one now, they probably won't even get there by Christmas.
But who cares? You still get it.
Doesn't matter.
No.
It'll still be there. It's still a shirt.
Yeah.
You collapse the waveform.
You can give a gift anytime.
You collapse the waveform and open the box and force it into one of two potential states in the quantum matrix of life. It's still a fucking shirt.
Word.
It says the jam hole on it. I made it. I'm pretty proud of it.
It's pretty hot. Sees is popping right now. Fucking boom!
Boom! Just fucking boom.
Just fucking boom.
Are you going to be here Friday?
I think I work Friday. What are you doing with your finger?
Stirring.
Stirring the pot.
Stirring the pot. All right, well, I'll be back Friday. I don't know about him.
Jamhole.com/Twitter/YouTube/MySpace/
go fuck yourself. We'll see you then.
Later.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.